This is something I wrote in 2009. It's just one of my random journal entries describing the way my life used to be and what I got out of it, wisdom-wise. That's the way I try to view my life when I look in my mind's rearview mirror and I look at all the chaos and hardship. I try to think back on the events, and then I try to make sense of things. I try to pan out the camera to see, to try to fathom why did that happen, or what did I learn? What wisdom did I gain from that? How can it be summed up? Sometimes I can get a wisdom nugget out of events and circumstances of my life. Sometimes I can't. A lot of times I can't. But this is one that I managed to put together. It's called Carrot Juice for Mrs. Texas. True story. Okay, I'm just going to read here. Random memory, 1999. Being informed that I had to arrive at work 30 minutes earlier than I already was to have Mrs. Texas freshly juiced carrot juice ready for her. It wasn't every day. It was just a few times a week. I guess at the time I was 28 years old, 28, 29, something like that. I was raising my daughter. Okay, I was already arriving there early in order to set up. I lived in Oak Cliff at the time. Oak Cliff is a part of Dallas. Okay. I lived in Oak Cliff at the time, and I had to have my daughter at school in DeSoto each morning. I had to get her there early, so that I could be ready to open the smoothie bar on time. 8 a.m. back in Oak Cliff. Yeah, it was always a logistical issue for me, always. The way Dallas is set up. It's like you have to be a slave to the highways if you want to get anywhere in life, in that whole area, the whole Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex. You have to be a slave to a car payment. You have to be a slave to the highways, and you have to know logistics because it's very confusing. Because like the areas I could afford to live in, were oh, never mind. I won't even go there. It was just a logistical nightmare. Maybe. It was just my situation. Maybe it's not that way for everybody, but okay, where was I? So mornings were already a logistical nightmare, but I managed to pull it off. That is until a former Mrs. Texas decided that 8 a.m. was not early enough for her. For she needed to be at her destination on time. And could we please open early on certain days, just for her? Oh, and have her carrot juice ready. Yeah, she wanted me... I shouldn't have been running the smoothie bar at this health food store to begin with. I had no food prep training, you know? Like, I didn't know the rules, that kind of thing. And this woman, she was really nice. But she had her day laid out, and she wanted her, you know, organic carrot juice ready. Okay. She was already a princess customer, and now this. I remember overhearing her ask the manager if that was possible. If that was possible, if I could have her juice ready upon her entrance at 8 a.m. And they said, certainly. But of course, Amy won't mind. I answered back, you guys... It's already a challenge to get my daughter to school early and then back here early, and now you want me to get here even earlier? They did. I don't remember how it all panned out. I might have rigged it to where I dropped my daughter off at her dad's in the morning because the school wasn't open yet, so I could be back at my work an hour before they opened. Yeah, because the preparation of the carrot juice and the smoothie bar thing, I mean, it's like stainless steel, this and that, and... chopping and... Okay. And this was 1999. I was still a straggly mess from what just took place in my life. Divorcing, losing my little brother, falling into a relationship that made me question my sanity, and being psychologically beaten to a pulp, borderline starving each day, living on whole milk and soup, and always making sure my daughter had enough money on her lunch account to eat properly at school. So I remember the first day I arrived earlier than early to prepare Mrs. Texas morning happy sunshine carrot juice for her. I was angry. The woman had already ticked me off by commenting that I never smiled at her. Let me just say again, looking back, she was a really nice lady. Really nice. She was really pretty, really nice, all that. Okay. To me, she represented the polar opposite of what I was and what I was experiencing. I remember watching her pull up front the store in her white spiffy car and walking in like a Barbie doll. So on the first day, I got out all the stainless steel equipment, freshly sterilized, and grabbed a handful of organic carrots. I sliced the tops off each one with a heavy knife and a heavy soul. She didn't understand my plight. Why am I serving her? What am I doing here? Why am I chopping organic carrots when I should be at home fixing oatmeal for my daughter? I crammed each carrot one by one into the big industrial juicer, wishing they were being methodically crammed somewhere else. I had her juice ready, after all was said and done. In she walked just as I was pouring it into a cup. I remember looking up at her as I was placing the lid on, and she greeted me. I managed a faint smile. I then overheard her mentioning to the manager that she was shocked. She actually saw a smile on my face. I hated her, but I remembered her. Or not so much her, but how I reacted to her. I was hurting and broken, stressed. She apparently wasn't. I was working hard and scraping to get by. She obviously was not. And I was serving her. Was it envy I was experiencing? No, her lifestyle had no appeal in my book. It was resentment. My pride was hurt. That and I lacked something crucial. A servant's heart. I never knew much about that at all. And just like everything else I've learned in my life, it started by me first realizing my great need. I never knew how selfish I was until I became a mother, and I had to put another human being first. I never knew how prideful I was until I had to scrape by for a living and serve others that I perceived to be more fortunate than myself. I never knew how vain I was until I realized it was never about me or my own life. And I never knew how smart I was until I started blogging. Just kidding.